I now invite Maggie Stafira to say a few words on behalf of the class of 2010. At the conclusion of her remarks, she will be joined by Sebastian Williams, Vice President of the senior class. Together, they will lead the undergraduates in turning their tassels, signifying your graduation from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Maggie.
We did it! And now comes the hard part. Now comes the part when we leave this place to go and do what we said we would, when people started asking us in October, what are you going to do next? How could we know what to say when the real question we were asking ourselves was, what am I going to be for Halloween? Truth be told, college graduation was far from being on our minds. But here it is. College is over, the leases are running out, the last few items on the bucket list are being crossed off, and our friends are meeting our extended family for the first time. It is really here. The end we all knew was coming, and a beginning we're just starting to figure out. And how exciting! If we judge how the rest of our lives will be by the happiness contained in the past 4 years alone, think of how much we have to look forward to. Tremendous opportunities await us all because of what we did here. We are this university's pride. She is the great teacher who gave us new life and the sanctuary in which we learn to become the people we're going to be. The song we sing in her honor is known by heart to all of us. And the last two verses, which are rarely sung, hark truth by her name. 'Neath the oaks, thy sons and daughters, homage pay to thee. Time-worn walls give back their echo, hail to UNC. Though the storms of life assail us, still our hearts beat true. Naught can break the friendships formed at dear old NCU. When you hear the first line, 'neath the oaks thy sons and daughters, homage pay to thee,' what do you think of? Do you think of the trees, the Davy poplar, sunny days and playing frisbee on McCorkle? Will you remember walking through North Campus and the way the light dipped through the leaves on Polk Place? Will you remember the pit and the smell of a fresh coat of newly painted cubes? Do you hear the sounds of student election campaigning? A crazy preacher. Calls to dance for the kids. The noontime line of hungry people waiting outside Lenore. And the sounds of muffled footsteps as the crowd of people lean in just a little bit closer to hear the a cappella songs. Can you feel the dark and quiet stillness lit only by the study lights of Davis and the undergraduate library? Except, of course, on that one night, when a sudden band of streakers and the cops running after them momentarily punctuate the silence. Will you remember? Will you remember what it means when they say, time-worn walls give back their echo, hail to UNC? What will you tell your children about this place? Will you tell them how its history is unlike any other? The first public university in the country and a child of the revolution, how UNC rose from the 18th century forces of political liberty and public enlightenment, the two symbols now etched in her official seal, Lux Libertas. Will you tell them of her greatness, a greatness measured by the faculty, the administration and the staff who fight for her best interests, the students, the Carolina Way? Will you tell them what it's like to touch these walls and feel the wisdom of a place that knows all too well where she has been and to where she goes? And when you think of glory, will you tell them how it feels to be victorious? Will you remember how fast you ran, heart pounding, with thousands of people as they rushed their street together, hug strangers, scream the Tar Heel fight song amid cheering crowds? Will you tell them how it feels to be no other's equal? And when you face hard times and we all will. Think back to those words, though the storms of life assail us, still our hearts beat true. And remember how we have endured great loss. Through tragedy, we found each other in grief and came together in healing. Our strength has been tested, our courage has been proven, and we walk away as the angels of our better nature. And while separate we may go, together we remain, for naught can break the friendships formed at dear old NCU. And this, perhaps above all else, is the real meaning of what we did here. The people we have met who have changed our lives forever. Thank them. Tell them what they've meant to you and keep them in heart and mind for the rest of your life. They will always be the ones who knew you when. So, as this chapter to a longer story ends, remember what we did here. Remember this place is more than just her buildings. There is more here than brick paths, grassy quads, and old well. Remember when you look up that it will never be just a light blue sky. There is magic here, a place of solace, a place of people who are our family, a timeless place that will always be our home. Lucky are those whose paths continue to lead them forward, and luckier still are they who can find their way back. So when they ask us, what are you going to do next? We will tell them what we know. We tell them that we go forth to pursue our careers, our lives, our futures. And although we are ready to go, we do so knowing that we are leaving a place that will never really leave us. May we always find our way back to Carolina. Thank you.
Thank you, Maggie. Hi, everybody. Could all my friends in blue please stand up with us? As vice president of the senior class, it is my honor and privilege to lead us in turning our tassels, signifying our new status of a graduate. On the count of three, let's turn our tassels and toss our caps. One, two, three. Congratulations and thank you.